Ah, yes, Hollywood, California, home of the stars. And the real Rick Marr out there in Los Angeles tonight. Well, welcome to the third anniversary show of the world-famous Hollywood Report featuring the real Rick Marr in Los Angeles, California. Rick's been a busy guy the last week or so, just trying to get gas for his car. And in between fill-ups, has been checking into the Tinseltown tidbits that he so readily provides us with every Monday night at 9:15. And right now, let's not waste any more time. Let's get right to the phone here and dial out there to Los Angeles, California. And I understand Rick is having a party tonight. We'll try not to tear him away too long, but we are going to take some calls from you at 467-1190 and find out what's happening in the world of Hollywood out at Rick's beautiful, palatial Los Angeles mansion. So let's see. Hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of him here and drag him away from the party for just a few minutes. Yeah, boy, it sounds like you're having a real party over there.
He sure is.
Let's see, you said this is Rick Marr's private secretary?
Uh-huh.
I see. Which one are you?
I'm Kathy. Who's this?
Kathy! Well, this is Ron Gregory at WoWo in Fort Wayne. Big response. It sounds like a real party there. I see you've got a disco going and some people milling around in there. Who are some of the folks that are at the party tonight, Kathy? Right.
Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack is there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Susie Grisso, Karen and Sharon Ripple.
Yes.
John Rosenbrock and Michael Cole too.
I see. Boy, you've got a real. It sounds like you're having a great time over there. Now you mentioned you're the real Rick Marr's secretary. Kathy, can you take just a second there from this wild party and tell us a little about what the real Rick Marr is like? Off the air. In other words, when he's not talking to us on the Hollywood Report, what's he like as a day-to-day type person?
Boring.
Boring?
Uh-huh, very.
Very boring, huh?
No, if you think it's bad putting up with him for 10 minutes a week, try 8 hours a day. Constantly. Never shuts up, I swear.
Well, now, I know he has a lot of girlfriends. Maybe you could describe his most recent girlfriend to us.
Well, for the past several months, Rick has been very seriously involved with the girl with the wooden leg, but he decided to break it off.
Oh, I see. Well, I won't bother pursuing that. What is the real Rick Marr doing now, by the way?
He's out in the garage adjusting Lindsay Wagner's brakes.
Out in the garage adjusting Lindsay Wagner's brakes. I see. If it would be possible to tear him away from that...
I don't think so, no.
Well, do your best. See if you can find him. Because we have a lot of folks standing by that would like to talk to Rick tonight as part of his anniversary celebration.
I'll see if I can track him down.
All right. Okay, I'll hang on right here, Kathy. Nice talking to you. Boy, they're having a heck of a time out there.
Yeah, thanks. Who's this?
Yeah, Rick, this is Ron.
Ron, tonight's the night, huh?
Boy, you're having a heck of a time back there. I can.
Some kind of a shindig, I want to tell you.
I can tell. You've got some interesting folks there, I understand, tonight.
All kinds of people are here tonight. We are having a blast. I'm glad you could come, even if it's by phone.
Well, I was going to say, if you could just kind of hand me a bottle of champagne through the phone here. And
take it through the receiver here.
I could help celebrate.
By landline.
Now, what are you doing in the garage with Lindsay Wagner there?
I'm adjusting her brakes.
I see.
The young lady you just talked to, very nice girl by the name of Kathy. I guess she introduced herself to you?
Yeah, she said she was one of your many secretaries.
Yes, she is. My very private secretary. She's tops in command. And she's here tonight with a rising young actor by the name of John Rosenbrock. Nice guy, very good looking, and he's trying to get into motion pictures, and I think he's on his way.
Do you have any extra openings?
Machine Gun Kelly's here, too.
And Wolfman Jack, huh?
Yes, they're both here.
I see. Now, she didn't mention Meredith Baxter. Aren't you friendly with her
she's
anymore?
She's coming. She'll be here in about about a half hour.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what, Rick, maybe you'd better find a nice quiet room somewhere.
Let me go into the bedroom. I have an extension in there, Ron, and this place is really noisy, as I'm sure you can hear on that end.
Oh, I can tell. It sounds like a heck of a party.
Yeah, let me take about 10 seconds and run in there. I'll pick up the extension, and we'll get on a nice private line where there's no noise.
Yeah, that sounds like Carol Rosenblum's bar mitzvah there.
Just 10 seconds, I'll be right back.
All right, okay. What a party. I can't believe it. Rick? Rick, are you there? I guess somebody picked up the phone in the other room. Sounds nice and quiet now. Well,
okay.
Yeah, wow.
Close that door. Okay, and somebody's closing the door. All right.
I can't believe what a good time that sounds like.
Isn't it nice and peaceful in here?
You know what? You didn't invite.
Quiet.
We've been doing this show for 3 years now. I didn't get an invitation to that party.
Well, I knew you couldn't make it anyway.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Ron, this is our third anniversary show tonight.
How about you never... Listen, when we first dreamt up this program, did you ever think in your wildest imaginations that we wouldn't have been sued or sold down the river in 3 years?
3 years of this fiasco, can you believe it?
That really is amazing.
And Ron, you know, this is a very appropriate time, because I'd like to take a moment to personally thank everyone who has enabled the Hollyweird Report to be a big part of WoWo's programming for these past 3 years. First, thanks to all the loyal and dedicated listeners in WoWo Land who have gone to the time and trouble to drop us a card or letter and let us know what they think of the program. And to the other followers who may not have time to write, but still tune in every week. And thanks also to WoWo's general manager, Mr. Dan Friel, for all of his kindness over the past 3 years. And to the station's program director, Ned Foster, whom I have gotten to know very well and work with on various occasions. A big thanks also to my old friend, Mike Maroney, and all of his able assistants at Fort Wayne Electronics.
Yeah, we ought to give him an extra round of applause.
Yeah, well, I think so, too. They've stuck with me for about 2.5 of the last 3 years in sponsoring this program, and their support I am eternally grateful for. So let's hear it for Mike and his assistants.
Mike Maroney, let's hear it for... Wait a minute. We forgot the crowd. Let the crowd in, will you, please?
I'm letting you in.
Thank you. There we go. For your paisan, Mike Maroney.
Last but not least, Ron, I want to thank you, the person who originally came up with the idea of putting this program on the air. I have had a blast working with you over the past 3 years, and I am especially indebted to you for all of the times you have gotten on the air and played a certain song which you have dedicated to me entitled, "You Don't Have to Be a Star to Be on My Show." I really appreciate that. Anyway, what do we have planned tonight? I hope some big doings. I know some listeners are trying to get through. What else?
Well, nothing to compare to that party you've got going on over there.
Well, you know, that's going to be an all-night affair.
Listen,
get back to that later.
Take some pictures and send me some of that,
will
you, please?
In color.
Boy, you've got...
You can show them on the air.
Karen Ripples and Susie Grissel, all those Hollywood stars.
Everybody here.
I can't believe it. Well, Rick, I thought maybe we'd start out tonight by listening to some highlights of last night's fiasco program. And,
a lot of people would probably rather forget last night.
Yes, including us, right? They have to get in line behind us. Well, let's see what happened here last night. And then we'll be right back with some highlights of last year's Hollywood Reports.
Oh, you mean we got some highlights from the past years?
Oh, do we ever, Buffalo Breath? Yes, here we go.
Here's what's happening tonight from New York to Hollywood. Dateline Hollywood. Private spy report. The scene was the commissary on the 20th Century Fox studio lot where ABC-TV's fine dramatic series Family is filmed. One of that show's stars, 11-year-old Quinn Cummings, was seated at a lunch table playing with the noodles in her soup. One of the stagehands walked by, noticed her, and told her, "Eat the noodles instead of playing with them, honey." Quinn responded, "Mind your own business and don't call me honey." Then the stagehand claimed that Quinn tried to bite his finger.
Quinn, give him his thumb back. All right.
Roll call. TV's former bionic woman, beautiful Lindsay Wagner, has been signed to play a major part in an upcoming CBS TV miniseries entitled Scruples, which is based on the best-selling book of the same name. Dateline San Francisco. Court suit. The California Supreme Court has ruled that singer Olivia Newton-John will have to continue recording exclusively for MCA Records until her contract with the firm expires in 1980. The High Court refused to review a March 2nd State Court of Appeal decision, which upheld a preliminary injunction against Olivia granted by an L.A. Superior Court. Ron, and I do hope you'll be tuned in at the regular time 9:15 in Indiana and 10:15 in the Eastern time zone, because we're all going to have a lot of fun and we're looking forward to it. It should be
yeah,
a real
should be real
gas.
Big.
Did you get that last statement, Ron?
Yeah, real
it
gas,
should
right.
Should be a real gas.
Yeah, I'll ask Oil Finkel about it.
Yes. This is the real Rick Marr. Good night, I think, from Hollywood.
Well, that was a strange program last night.
Did I actually say those things on the air last night?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know, it really sounds a lot dumber when you listen back to it.
Doesn't it, though?
Than, than it does when you're doing it.
But you, I understand now you have a lot of fun and games from the past 12 months that have happened. You know, we've had some great times. Remember the nights that a certain telephone company cut us off the air?
Oh, boy, do I
ever.
We
had a couple of those encounters, didn't we, when that, we least expected.
That was a great story.
I think that's a crackerjack of a story.
Thank
well,
you,
I
Mr.
do,
Nixon,
too,
though.
Right?
Didn't invite you to the party.
No.
Down in San Clemente having his own with Pat. Fresh. We have had a lot of fun, and I understand that you have a recording there of something that happened on an earlier program. When was this? I think maybe around New Year's?
Yeah, this was about 6 months ago or so.
Yeah,
I
don't think quite that long ago, but I know it was, I think, early in 1979 sometime.
And I'll tell you what, Rick, this was the story that received the most response of anything you've done on the air in the last year. Since our last anniversary.
And I know that you, now what you folks are about to hear is about a 3-minute or 4-minute segment we did in which we ran the real names of a lot of your top motion picture and TV stars. For example, Michael Landon, you know what his name is, Ron, do you remember?
Let's see, Werewolf George.
Michael Landon's real name, and he's here tonight, he's in the other room in that party. Michael Landon's real name is Eugene Horowitz.
Right.
But when he walked through the door tonight, I did not call him Eugene, you understand.
I'm still trying to figure out Kirk Douglas. Yeah. That was a tough one.
So we ran the real names of a lot of your favorite motion picture and TV stars, and we had a lot of requests to repeat this. Ron did rerun it later that same week.
That's
and
right.
We've gone through 4 or 5 months, and we're going to run it again tonight for those of you who may not have heard it back in the winter months. Or even if you did hear it, I'm sure you didn't pick out all those names as quickly as we ran them. So
no,
maybe
because,
you'll like to hear it again.
Yeah, because there were too many people laughing at it, and a lot of it escaped kind of unnoticed.
Okay, let's go. I'm dying to hear this again myself. I can't remember all of these.
All right, here we go.
Betty Joan Persky. Anne Bancroft is Anna Maria Italiano. Amanda Blake is really Beverly Louise Neal. Robert Blake is Mickey Gubatosi. Richard Walter Jenkins Jr. Rip Buttons is Aaron Shawat. Rory Calhoun is Francis Durgan. Sid Charisse is Tula Sinclair. Mike Connors is Krakor Ohanian. I thought that one would turn you on. Tony Curtis is Bernard Schwartz. Sandra Dee is actually Alexandra Zuck. John Denver is Henry John Dusendorf Jr. Angie Dickinson is Angeline Brown. Troy Donahue is Merle Johnson Jr. Kirk Douglas is Isur Danielovich. Mike Douglas is Michael Delaney Dowd. Dale Evans is Francis Octavia Smith. Chad Everett is Raymond Crompton. Red Fox is John Elroy Sanford. Ava Gardner is Lucy Manning Johnson. Crystal Gale is Brenda Gale Webb. Gail Gordon is Charles D. Aldrich Jr. Robert Goulet is Stanley Applebaum. I thought that one would turn you on, too. Cary Grant is Alexander Archibald Leach. Lee Grant is Lyova Rosenthal. Rita Hayworth is Margarita Cancino. William Holden is William Franklin Beadle. Rock Hudson is Roy Scherer Jr. Engelbert Humperdinck is Arnold Jerry Dorsey. Tab Hunter is Art Killian. Jennifer Jones is Phyllis Isley. Now, Renfield, you keep out of this. Come on, I didn't ask for you. Michael Landon is Eugene Horowitz. Jerry Lewis is Joseph Levitch. Jack Lord is John Ryan. Renfield, would you get out of here and go back to your spiders and flies, would you? Lee Majors is Harvey Lee Yeary.
Carl Malden is Malden Sukolovich. Dina Merrill is Nadina Hutton. Ray Milland is Reginald Truscott Jones. All right, fellas, cool it. Rick Nelson is Eric Hilliard Nelson. Sherry North is Dawn Bethel. Janice Page is Donna Mae Tejaden. Jane Powell is Suzanne Burst. Ginger Rogers is Virginia Catherine McMath. Roy Rogers is Leonard Sly. Mickey Rooney is Joe Yule Jr. John Saxon is Carmen Arrico. Dinah Shore is Fanny Rose Shore. Suzanne Summers is Suzanne Maria Mahoney. Barbara Stanwyck is Ruby Stevens. Frank Stevens is Gail Hughes Schickles Jr. Stella Stevens is Estelle Eggleston. Gail Storm is Josephine Cottle. Danny Thomas is Amos Jacobs. John Wayne is Marion Morrison. Wolfman Jack is Robert Smith. Natalie Wood is Natasha Gurdon. And Pete Young is Byron Burr. The real names of some of your favorite movie and TV stars and musical performers. And the last time I ever go through that, folks. Finally tonight, Ron, if you're ready, I have another one of those extremely intellectual and highly thought-provoking questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm still on the floor from the third name.
I hope you're ready for this question. Do you have on your Harvard cap?
Wolfman Jack is Bob Smith?
Yes. Do you have on your Harvard cap?
Let me see. I got my Maryland Terrapin. All right. Well, there we go, Rick. And, boy, what a night.
That was the last time I ever am going to go through that. It's not the last time I'm necessarily ever going to listen to that.
No, in fact, I'm going to send you a tape of that.
I love that. That is one of the all-time great classics on this program.
Now, who was Kirk Douglas again?
I don't know. I can't remember all of them.
You don't really want to know,
no,
do you?
Not Eugene Horowitz. I know that.
And, you know, you left out one of the most famous and popular personalities that we're all familiar with.
Who
is you? You never gave your real name, which, of course, is Hermann Göring, and you had to change for obvious reasons.
Buddy Hackett. Yeah.
Right. Well, okay, very good. We've got all kinds of calls coming in tonight,
that's
Rick.
Terrific, and let's repeat that number, because I know some people listening out of the area may not be familiar with it.
Yeah, I love when we get people from the East Coast hooked up with you on the West Coast, and the station pays for all of this.
Long Island last week, remember when
that's
we
right.
went over the gas crisis in California?
Yep,
some
Adam.
Called in from Long Island.
Adam called from New York. By the way, how is your gas situation coming along? Give us a first-hand report on that.
Seems to be working worse, Ron, than when everybody could go get their gas on any given day.
Now, I understand
the lines are getting longer.
I understand the service stations now, Rick, are required to open either Saturday or Sunday. And
well, that's the deal. That was Governor Brown's idea, because he wants to take long drives with Linda Ronstadt on weekends. So he says he wants them to open on Saturdays or Sundays or both days, and I guess it will... If they are open both days, it will alternate each week, depending on whether you're odd or even. You'll be odd one Saturday and even the next weekend on Sunday.
Unless you're you or me, and then you'll be odd all the time.
Yeah, I'm odd all the time. That's very true.
All right, well, I got the hiccups for some
that's
reason.
All right.
Here in Indiana.
Probably from some of the champagne I gave you.
I guess so.
Right.
I'm getting a contact drunkenness here.
Well, it's better than a contact lens. I've been familiar with those for years.
All right. Well, it's area code 219-467-1190. 219-467-1190. To talk to Rick out in Los Angeles and any questions you might have about show business or even really comments about radio or television, you'll be happy to listen to the comments and maybe give us some feedback on that, too, huh? Rick?
Well, now, listen, I want to find out one thing about these hiccups. Did you get them from this party? I thought you weren't invited to the party.
No, as a matter of fact, Cynthia Harris from the newsroom brought in some French fries from the Golden Arches here.
Oh, that'll do it.
It started right after that.
Has this ever happened before?
Yes.
Maybe it's just my presence.
Yes, it has. And let me tell you, when it happens, it's terrible.
Let me tell you, I want to tell you that you said I didn't invite you to the party, but maybe you were here and came and went, and maybe it was a little of that champagne. I know it was strong stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of the party, maybe you could go over and open the door again, and let's just hear a little more of that party. It
all
sounded
right,
so good.
Right.
Maybe you could put your secretary
let me open the door for a minute. Okay.
All right.
I can lean over here. Okay.
Maybe you could... Wow, what a great time. Maybe you could put your secretary back on.
Oh, you want her back on?
Well, I guess, if she's still around.
Hey, wait a minute, I have to find her.
She's a lot better looking than you are.
A lot of people here, a lot of people.
All right.
Take about 10 or 15 seconds. I got to track her down.
All right. Boy, it really sounds like you're having fun over there. Hello? Hello, are you there? Is that you, Kathy?
That's me.
Boy, I can't believe what a great time everybody must be having over there.
Oh, we are.
I forgot to ask you earlier when we were talking to describe the real Rick Marr kind of behind the scenes. What's he really like? Now, I knew him a long time ago, but it's been so long since I've seen him that maybe you could refresh my memory, huh?
Well, the only educational thing he does is hang out at Supreme Donuts and stare at the girls.
That could be an education, I guess.
No, I know a lot of people wonder what he looks like.
Yeah?
Well, all they have to do is look at an encyclopedia under G for gorilla.
And that's him, huh?
Definitely.
Now, wait a minute, he wears glasses, though, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's why he wears shades. So the girls won't notice him staring.
I say, how about his face, say, between the chin and the nose?
Oh, well, the first thing I noticed when I met him was his round nose. He has the roundest nose I ever seen.
Yeah? And how about his lips? What are they?
Oh, he has the sexiest lips, though.
Sexy lips, huh?
Uh-huh.
I never knew that before. Well, listen, I know, is he fooling around with Lindsay Wagner again? You better check on that because I don't. Frankly, I don't trust either one of them together.
Okay?
So, yeah, see if he's around. See you later, Kathy.
All right. Oh, here I am back. Okay, Kathy, now you close the door. You've got to go back and be a host. She's my hostess tonight, Ron.
I see. That's one of your official secretaries.
Yeah,
huh?
She's got on a nice little carnation. It's a red carnation. She's greeting people at the door. And she's also the date of that rising young actor, John Rosenbrock.
Oh, yeah.
So I know she's got to go back and entertain him, too, pour him some champagne. Kath, close the door there now.
Thank you. Boy, that's much better. Mm.
Okay, now we're back where we started. What did she say about me?
Oh, she was very complimentary.
She was complimentary? I didn't hear a word because I was out there. Meredith Baxter Burney just came in.
Yeah, she was very kind. She told us where we could find a picture of you in the encyclopedia, as a matter of fact.
The encyclopedia? Where? I'm in the encyclopedia?
Yeah, she said it was under G. Just look under Greek God, and we'd see a picture of you.
Is that what she told you? No, well, you know, I just let a couple more people in, and I'm back now. I closed the door, and I am ready to burn anytime you are.
All right. Your draft card or this program?
Both. The old tapes of this program.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone and see who else has...
By the way, how are your hiccups?
I'm glad you asked, because you can fill in the dead air every time I'm hiccuping
I'll
by asking me how they are.
I'll bring you some champagne.
I wish you'd do something, really.
Well, now, listen, let's give the phone number again. We were going to area code 219 if you're calling from out of the area, and the number is, Ron...
467-1190.
Okay.
Just like the radio station.
Looking forward to hearing from people out in WoWo Land.
All right.
What do you want to talk about tonight in the world of entertainment?
All right, let's go right to the phone here tonight. Hello, you're first up tonight.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, speak up real loud.
Okay. I just wanted to ask a question about Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. Now, let me ask you first, what's your first name and where are you calling from?
Larry Weaver, and I'm calling from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay, Larry, nice to have you on.
Yeah. I wanted to know, is Robin Williams going to expand his career and go into the, like, movies or anything else like that?
You can bet he will. They all do, especially the popular ones. Now, you know, he began really as a nightclub stand-up comedian. He used to appear at a place called the Comedy Store in L.A. It's actually in West Hollywood on the Sunset Strip. Very popular place out here. Every time I go by it, it's mobbed with people waiting to get in. And he was noticed that way first. Now, of course, he won the role in Mork and Mindy, and he's gotten so much publicity in the last 5 or 6 months because of that show being highly rated on ABC. So you can bet that he's not going to just stand around and be satisfied with that. I'm sure that he'll be signed for a couple of motion pictures, probably for some zany, comical, made-for-TV movies, and anything else he can get his name on, because I've yet to see of any person... whether it's Suzanne Summers or Wolfman Jack or anyone who has received any notoriety
John Travolta is another good example of people who started out in weekly series and they're just not satisfied. They want to go on, make some really big money in motion pictures.
Yeah, and of course, Robin Williams has that new movie Popeye coming out.
Very true. Shortly.
That'll be a chance to see him in a different light, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 467-1190. Hello, you're next up tonight.
Hi, Ron.
Yep, loud and clear now.
Okay, hi, this is Cheryl. I'm from Fort Wayne.
Okay, Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl, it's very hard to hear you.
It is? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's not your fault. We see we're actually matching two lines together here with you and Rick out in L.A., so we're cutting the volume down like in half.
So Ron may have to decipher what you say. Ron can hear you fine, but it's very hard for me to.
Oh, here I thought it was my cat chewing.
No, go ahead. I'll interpret for you. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Okay, I'd like to know, do you keep up on Burt Reynolds?
Yes.
Okay, I have a big debate going on with a former roommate of mine, and she says he has false teeth. Is this true?
He has what now?
False teeth.
No. Burt wears a wig, though.
I knew that.
He's worn a wig for years.
But he doesn't
ever since
have
the days of Gunsmoke, actually.
No false teeth.
No, not that I know of. I've never been close enough to Burt's mouth to find out for sure. but I don't think he has false teeth.
Ask Sally Field.
Well, now, most of the actors, Rick, wear caps on their teeth, don't they?
They do. Many of them do. And they. I might also add that where you or I might go to the dentist once every 6 months for a semi-annual checkup, a lot of the actors and actresses go at least once a month. Some of them even go weekly just to a studio dentist to have their teeth cleaned, which is really part of their, it's in their contract in a lot of cases.
You didn't know that, huh?
No, I didn't.
Now you know why they're so nervous all the time when you see them on the Tonight Show, because they got to go to the dentist the next day.
Oh.
Jeez.
And you can bet on these TV commercials where the girl smiles and they show a close-up of her teeth. She's been to the dentist about 10 times in the last 3 days.
Or the local paint shop.
I'm just glad I'm not paying their bills.
No, that's for sure.
But as far as I know, Cheryl, Burt does not have false teeth.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay.
And, oh, Ron?
Yeah.
I have a great cure for your hiccups.
I hope so, because for an announcer, that's got to be the worst, you know?
Well, we'll have to get together sometime, and I'll demonstrate.
Uh-oh. Okay, this sounds better than your party, Rick.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Bet.
I didn't catch all that, but I know it's something good.
Well, I'll catch it then, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Hello, you're next up tonight.
Yeah, let me turn this down.
All right, I'll turn mine down, too.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Oh, it's Adam from Long Island.
Adam, it's you again. How are you?
No, it's not. It's the stork.
It's the stork?
What's happening at Ebbets Field tonight?
I beg your pardon?
What is happening at Ebbets Field tonight? Are the Dodgers playing?
There's nothing at the garden is where the action is.
Oh, how about the polo grounds?
There's no more polo grounds.
Oh, I heard the Giants play there. They
yeah.
still play there, don't
no,
they?
No, see, Dr. Saban invented the cure for Hey, Adam, Dr. Saban, back in the 50s, invented the cure for polo, and now they don't have that anymore.
Please don't talk about those traitors.
Well, you still have the New York Giants football team. What the heck?
Oh,
see, and
no, they're out in Jersey now.
And the Rangers are losing to Montreal tonight.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, what else is happening on Long Island? I know you have gas problems, but besides that?
Well, they are talking about instituting gas rationing in this area. Gasohol is being spoken about a lot.
Oh yeah.
This area, of course, has its usual share of crime, of course.
Oh yeah.
I would never be able to work for the Chamber of Commerce out here. I have to tell you. But I'm very glad to hear that Wolfman Jack is partying.
Yeah, Wolfman's over there tonight. I understand.
You remember him.
You remember him from WNBC.
Oh, yes.
Right?
And he should know that it looks like they're finally making a go of the FM station out there, Rick. The NBC is finally launching their radio things off the ground.
Oh, did you know about that, Rick, that NBC had an FM there in L.A.? In L.A. that they were going to...
no, not in L.A.
No, I couldn't hear him, Ron. What did he say exactly?
Yeah,
in New York.
Oh, I see.
We have at the... Of course, Dick Summer worked for the Wolfman Jack worked for the AM, but they're finally getting the FM station off the ground after talking about selling and everything like that. But what I wanted to ask you, Rick, if you had to describe Los Angeles radio,
I couldn't make that out, Ron.
Okay, I'll finish when he. Okay. I'll repeat when he's finished. Go ahead, Adam.
If you had to describe Los Angeles radio, what would you say about it?
Okay, Rick, give us a little.
Yeah, I heard that. Okay.
Little synopsis on LA radio.
Very zany with a lot of personalities, Adam. Gene Autry owns a station here, KMPC, which probably has five or six people that you've heard of or seen on television. People that... There's Gene right now. People that have hosted quiz shows like Wink Martindale and Dick Whittinghill, who's been there for about 25 years. Gary Owens, who I know you've heard of. He was the old voice on Laugh-In and did the nighttime version of the Gong Show until Chuck Barris fired him. He has five or six people at that one station that are very well-known nationally. They do television commercials. To get into this market, I suppose you have to either have a name for yourself or make a name for yourself in another large metropolitan area, or else know someone in Los Angeles radio. It's very personality-oriented. It's becoming more and more commercialized, much the same as some of the New York larger stations are. And I personally do not think that LA radio is as creative or innovative as it was 5 years ago, and especially not as much as 10 years ago. I don't like it as much now as in the old days, but I think it still is far and above most other cities.
Have they discovered disco radio yet?
Yeah, is there a disco station yet, Rick?
Yes, there are several, Adam. A couple on FM and one on AM.